很感谢大家给我有机会在这边讲话，我也很紧张。
I thank everybody for giving me this opportunity to speak here. I'm also very nervous.
我也不知道高中的学生要在外面听讲，那只有跟我在这边一起忍耐，因为我要讲的大多他们都听过了。
I did not know that the high school students were going to be here. I asked that you would endure because you might have heard this already.
我要开始先从约翰福音第十三章34节和35节。
We're going to look at John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35.
就一起读吧，省点时间。
Let's read it together.
34节，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。再读一下约翰福音第四章35节到38节。
Let's look also at John chapter 4, verse 35-36.
到38节。
To 38, verse 38.
你们岂不说到收割的时候还有4个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。那我就想在几个月以前吧，我们这边的聚会的信息很多都是关于神的恶，关于主的负担，然后又有十字架的 DVD 出来。
Several months ago, there were many sharings about the yoke of God and the burden of God, and also that's when the cross DVD that came out.
DVD, yeah. 那我在学校有一次听这边我忘了是谁的讲的磁带。我就突然有心里有一个感觉，那神的恶，我一直在想神的恶到底是什么。
One time I was at school and I was listening to one of the tapes of the sharing and it talked about the yoke of God and I was wondering to myself, what is the yoke of God?
那天我就突然有一个感觉，那神的恶可能好像就是主耶稣的福音，就是他自己自己的好消息。
And I was meditating on this, and it occurred to me that the yoke of God could be the gospel of Christ. It is the good news of Jesus.
那也感谢主，在春假的时候，我在学校的团契有一个机会出去在 South Padre 那个岛上，有一个短宣的机会。
And I praise the Lord during my spring break in our college fellowship, we had an opportunity to go to South Padre for a short-term mission trip.
那是德州南边的一个岛，这个短宣呢是主给他的一个仆人有这个负担的，已经有快20年的经验了。
South Padre is an island in this southern Texas, and a servant of the Lord have been doing this for about 20 years.
那我简单介绍一下 South Padre 这个。岛是平常都是一年都基本没有人在那边，那只有春假的这几个星期呢，上万的大学生就都聚在那一个岛上，主要是狂欢的，主要是在那边就有一些主要是玩了。
Just to give you a little background, South Padre Island, during the whole year, very few people are there, but during the 2-3 weeks of spring break,tens of thousands of college students send on that place to party and have fun.
那这个短宣的机会呢，主要是在那边服侍。我们有服侍的内容，主要是一天有两次早餐，一次是从早上8点到12点，一次是晚上半夜凌晨到3点，是给 pancake.
For our short-term mission, our purpose there is to serve people, and we serve 2 meals, breakfast and dinner.
那还有晚上从八点到凌晨六点都有，因为岛上只有一条主干路，然后交通很差，那我们就有车负责接送，他们要需要接送去从旅店到酒吧，从酒吧回旅店或者去别的地方，那我他可以打电话，我们会免费的接送他。
The other service we provided was transportation because this place had very poor transportation. There's only one, basically one road, and from 8 o'clock in the evening till 6 o'clock in the morning, we would provide transportation from the hotel to the bars or bars to hotels or any other places.
再有在海滩上，每天有人做一个关于基督耶稣的沙雕。在沙雕旁边呢，我们会再慢慢的跟别人讲就是在旁边聚集的人呢，就跟大家分享。
In the morning, somebody on the beach would make a sand sculpture relating to Jesus Christ, and there will be people there explaining the message to people passerbyers.
所以从这三基本是这三个机会呢，我们就都在跟大家分享福音，就是跟在那边叫 Beach Reacher 在那边 Spring Breaker 去春假的人，我们来分享福音。
So through these three services, we would use the opportunity to share the gospel with these spring breakers.
那我以前对福音的工作也是挺热心的，总是觉得，是主的好福音嘛，那我就从热心当中总是想跟别人讲。
Formerly, I had always been very enthusiastic about sharing the gospel, and I always thought to myself, since this is the gospel, I should share with the people.
但是从自己肉身里讲出的福音呢，总是一个是开口都很难了，但是而且一开口讲出来的效果也不是很好，因为都是从热心里面发出来的。
And formerly, sharing the gospel had always been my own, by my own flesh, and the things that I speak out through my own enthusiasm and zeal, often were not very effective.
说是一个恶，但是好像真是一个负担啊，不是很简单。
And to speak of it as a yoke, it actually was more of a burden, and it wasn't very easy.
那主耶稣又说他的yoke是容易的，他的担子是轻省的。那是一个我一直想学习这个课程。
And the Lord had told us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, and I had always wanted to learn this lesson.
那这次短宣一开始也是我们修大一共去了12个人，然后从全美各地去了大概有400个人。
From University of Houston, there were 12 people that went to the short-term mission, and throughout the whole country, there were about 400 people.
我们一开始呢就准备了很多话题，就是怎么能把这个话题慢慢引到耶稣身上，先跟他们交朋友，然后再问你看过没看过 Mel Gibson 的电影，再怎么。
Before going, we had thought of different ways to initiate a conversation and to ask them about the gospel. And we, for example, we asked them if they've seen The Passion of Christ by Mel Gibson.
那到后来几天呢，感觉就不太一样。就觉得从心底里看到这些人的眼睛呢，就突然觉得自己挺奇怪的，就觉得会去爱他们。
But towards the end of the mission trip, it seemed like something had changed. The way that we saw these people, it seemed like all of a sudden, for no reason, there's a love for them.
因为在海滩上很多的人都聚在那边，那有时候就甚至就会冲动的想跑到他们面前就握住他们手说我爱你。
And there are many people on the beach, and sometimes you just get this feeling that you wanted to run up to somebody, grab a hold of their hand, and say, "I love you."
那我从中国出来，从来没，我都很少跟我爸爸妈妈说爱呀、不爱不爱的事情。
Since I came to the U.S., I had even very seldomly spoke to my parents and talked to them about love.
所以我就很奇怪，我就跟同去的几个人分享这事，他们。很奇怪，他们也有同样的感觉。
So I shared this with some of the people that were also there on the mission trip, and they also had a similar experience.
那我回来以后再跟姥姥啊，还有再跟其他的一些兄弟姐妹分享的时候，他们才说 这是因为啊，看到人的灵魂，那看到人的灵魂以后，就会爱人的灵魂。
When I came back, I shared this with my grandmother and some of the brothers and sisters, and they shared with me that it is because I've seen the soul of the person, and when you've seen the soul, you will love them.
那我在回想这个一星期的过程以内，我就想怎么突然就看到人灵魂了呢？
And I thought back on this 1 week experience, and I wondered to myself, how did I come to see the people's soul?
我想最主要的就是在岛上不光是有很多服事，但是在背后的祷告是最重要的部分。
Even though on this island we had many service for the different people, but on the back we were praying, and that was the most important part.
因为一车我们开了一个大的 van 去，一车坐十二个人，但是就是下午接送的时候呢，只有四个人在车上，剩下的七个人，六七个人都在后面有祷告室。
When we went down on this trip, we took 12 people in this big van. But while we're on this island, only 4 people stay on the van, going around picking people up, and the other six to seven people would be praying.
那在祷告室里面，有的时候甚至就是连续四五个小时的祷告下来，我想那就是真的不开口求神的同在，神自己也就跑到里面住来了。
While in the prayer room, we would pray for four or five hours straight, and even if we did not ask specifically for the Lord's presence to be there, His presence would already be there.
那这样的话，从祷告室出来，跑到再去海滩上，或者再去饭桌上，或者在车里面接送。
After we come out of the prayer room, and whether we go to the beach or go to different places or in the van picking and dropping people off.
那在看到那些去春假玩的人，不管他们是抽烟的，还是喝醉了酒的，还是衣衫根本就不堪入目的那些人。
Once we see these people, whether they are drunk on wine and beer or smoking or just not don't care about what kind of clothes or whether they have clothes on or not.
那到那时候，我就是他们外表什么样根本就看不见了，因为住在里面的主耶稣就只能看到他们的灵魂。
All of a sudden, what was the outside appearance did not matter anymore. It is Jesus Christ that's inside. That sees their souls.
那这个爱从里面出来以后，当时就觉得，交不交朋友已经不算什么了，因为已经都爱他们了，不用交朋友。
And with this love, it doesn't matter to us anymore whether we make friends with these people or not, because we already love them.
那在传起福音就很简单，都不用有些其他的什么过渡，就直接从。今天天气很好，天很蓝，就直接可以过，直接可以说到，那你认识主耶稣吗？
And in terms of sharing the gospel with people, it became a lot easier. We can start the conversation by saying, how's the weather today? To immediately saying, oh, do you know the Lord Jesus?
那这样的话，主耶稣的轭就真是很轻省，那他的担子真是很容易。
And suddenly the yoke.Of the Lord is easy and His burden is light.
我也很感谢主，上和西乡和沈天天他们有负担，给高中组织这个福音营。
I also thank the Lord that He has called Vicky and Sean to have a gospel camp for the high school.
那我想是一个很好的锻炼。那我也想，在这里鼓励不管高中生还有家长们都。为这个多多祷告。
And I think this is a great opportunity, and I hope that whether you're a high school student or a parent, that you will pray for this event.
从现在就开始祷告，就可以，把他们的心从现在就预备好。
If we start praying now, we can prepare their hearts right now.
那我想主说有播种的，有撒种的，有收割的，那我们在后面祷告也就算施肥了。
the Lord says there are those who sowed and those who gather, and I think that if we are here praying, it is like we are fertilizing.
那施肥的到收割的时候，大家就一同喜乐。
And even though we are we fertilize, we will rejoice during the time of the harvest.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.